Of Sin and Shame, Copenhagen, 1935. The chorus of whispering voices still echoed in Vera's head when she opened her eyes. The dream lingered, vivid and unsettling. The feeling of being pinned to the seabed, of water rising around her, of foam closing over her eyes. At first it had been pleasant. The white, vicious bubbles drifting softly into view had left her strangely calm, suspended in a silent world, a world that felt safe, easy to understand. Vera had drifted willingly with the gentle current, giving herself over to the foam, and then, without warning, the swells crashed over her nose and mouth, filling her lungs with silt and salt burning the back of her throat. She tried to wipe the foam from her eyes and tear herself free of the waves when she felt a strange burning in the cold, frosty darkness. There was nothing to see, nothing to hear, no one to reach for. The voices were gone. Vera fought herself upright. Omens. She was used to omens. They often came to her in dreams, warning her that something was wrong. She placed one hand on the metal rail of the hospital bed, holding back the pain, and pulled herself upright so she could look down along the duvet and the edge of the bed. The white linen lay draped across her worn body like torn ribbons of sea foam, just like in her dream. Where was her daughter? She had fought so hard to bring her into the world. Why was she alone? The sound of the door creaking open made her turn. A doctor in a white coat entered, followed by a group of medical students and two nurses in white capes. Vera felt fear tighten into a cold knot in her stomach. Had they taken her daughter? She looked at the group gathered at the foot of her bed and unconsciously tightened her grip on the bed rail, trying to keep herself upright. The doctor's small eyes studied her through his spectacles. His cheeks were scrubbed pink, his mouth set in a hard line beneath a thin black moustache. "Why did you not inform us that you were suffering from a venereal disease when you were admitted?" His words hit Vera like a blow. Her fingers slipped from the rail and she fell back against the pillows with a gasp of pain. She squeezed her eyes shut and held her breath, waiting for the pain to subside. A venereal disease. Vera stared at him. She had no idea what the doctor was talking about. "Syphilis is dangerous for infants. Very dangerous. Such things must be disclosed upon admission," he continued, leafing absently through the papers in her file. Vera felt the blood rush to her cheeks, her body stiffen and the pain disappear. Syphilis. What on earth was he talking about? Drawing a deep breath, she forced herself upright and fixed the doctor with a hard stare. He was not a large man. Slightly built and dressed in a neatly tailored suit beneath his white coat, he seemed somehow compressed, like a spring wound too tight. Vera clenched her fists, ignoring the accusation beneath his words. "My daughter, where is my daughter?" she whispered. Her accent was so thick that the doctor looked up in surprise, studied her for a moment, then flipped back to the front of the file. "Ah, I see. You're from the Faroe Islands." He cleared his throat. "Well, I'm sorry to tell you that the syphilis infection has affected your daughter's eyes. We will have to operate. She is currently undergoing preliminary examinations and..." The doctor broke off and gave a slight shake of his head. Vera's hands twisted the duvet into a knot. Her knuckles shone white. "Syphilis. I have no idea what you're talking about. And what is wrong with her eyes?" she said, surprisingly calm through clenched teeth. A venereal disease. What was he accusing her of? Where's my daughter? I want to see my daughter. Now! Her voice was loud and hoarse as she stared defiantly into the doctor's small eyes. He cleared his throat, glanced at the group behind him, and tilted his head slightly, frowning. After a moment, he handed the files to one of the nurses and took a few steps towards the bed. "This concerns your daughter precisely, Mrs. Winter," he said in a carefully gentle voice, offering a small smile that never reached his eyes. "The good news is that we will most likely be able to save her sight. We have doctors conducting research into damaged corneas, and medical science has made significant advances in recent years." He paused. "Of course, we cannot make any guarantees, but..." Vera stared at the doctor in dismay and felt the darkness from the dream reaching for her once more. Her throat tightened. Suddenly, she struggled to focus. "Blind? Is she blind? I don't understand. What is wrong with her eyes?" The doctor sighed softly and pulled a chair closer to the bed. "Yes, Mrs. Winter, your daughter is blind. For now. The syphilis has destroyed large areas of tissue in her corneas, and the wounds are already beginning to scar. We must operate as quickly as possible. I believe her chances are good, but we must begin immediately. Here and now. Do you understand?" Vera felt the world give way beneath her. She fought to keep her balance. Syphilis. Her daughter had been born with a venereal disease in her eyes. She, who had never been with anyone but Hardy. And what about little Hannah and Eric waiting at home? They were only 5 and 3 years old. They needed their mother. A blind child? What would become of her? Vera's heart hammered against her ribs. Hardy's wages were barely enough to support the family as it was. The hard years and widespread unemployment in Copenhagen had already forced her to send little Anneliese to Hardy's grandmother in Sweden. And now this... A blind child. Dear God, what was she to do? Tears welled up in her eyes, but Vera blinked them away. She could not bear to lose another child. But what was she to do? Vera trembled. Once again, she thought she heard whispering voices in the room, voices warning her, foretelling dark days ahead. "We are the cursed. The drowned, the forsaken." The duvet felt impossibly heavy, pressing her into the mattress, stealing the air from her lungs. It could not be true. She could not possibly have syphilis. The doctors had been mistaken. What would Hardy say, and his family? Her mother-in-law already disliked her, and syphilis was a disease of sin. Not something decent girls caught. Vera straightened her back, forced herself to breathe. This had to be a mistake. Her daughter could not come into the world like this. God could not be that cruel. "Mrs. Winter, are you listening to me? It's important that you understand the seriousness of the situation." The doctor's voice cut through her thoughts and dragged her back into the moment. "Your daughter is blind at present, and the operation is expensive. You will have to make a decision. Perhaps you should speak with your husband? If we are to proceed, we would like to operate this afternoon." He rose from his chair. "I shall return in a few hours."